Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
One day closer, no matter what day it is, leftists are one day closer to having to admit that they live lies. Notice what I said, having to admit that they live lies, because they know they live lives. They just don't admit it. Live lies, not live lives. Of course you live lives because you're alive. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, conservatives, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's funny you use that word, conservatives, conservative, to describe us. And I don't like labels because I'm conservative on certain things and I'm liberal on others. You know, for example, you might be conservative in what you eat, but you're liberal in your garnishments. Yeah, it is an example, right? There's no certain thing that that measure us. But I'm okay with being called conservative. And as a rule, we as conservatives, we really don't care what you call us. Leftists change their names and try to create little cutesy names for themselves. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a progressive. You know, they hate, you know, you're a Democrat. Oh, don't call me a Democrat. You know, but now they want to be progressive. Well, they used to be liberals. And they were like, no, 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 we can't do liberal because that means that we're about everything, which is not a bad term for the record. As I mentioned a second ago, you're liberal. You don't know it because when they put it in the context of liberal versus conservative, you're like, oh, I guess I'm conservative. I'm not liberal. Because we suddenly push back away from the word. We're not like the left though. When, you know, looking for a name to fit. If they say, Kevin, you seem like you're conservative with this, but liberal, I go, okay, cool, that's fine. It's kind of like white people and derogatory names. If I could just start the show with, hey, crackers. And we all know that's a negative term for white folks, but you know what? The FCC is not going to say anything. The radio stations aren't going to say anything. As I say in my comedy act, you guys have an entire aisle in a grocery store dedicated to you, and you have multiple brands of crackers. If there was black folks, you wouldn't even be able to say the word cracker. We'd have to change it to snacks snacks. It would be no way we would keep a word that is negative to us. But you people not only use it, you embrace it. I jokingly call Cracker Barrel the white people's mothership. You name restaurant after yourselves, and you don't even care. That's how conservatism works. Conservatism says, call me whatever you want. I don't care. In fact, I'll embrace it. I'll start a store for myself. I will name products after the negative thing that you call. For all intents and purposes, why don't we have Conservative Barrel? Why don't we have an aisle in the grocery store for conservative stuff? Could call it conservative this, conservative brand peas, conservative brand corn. Versus Progresso. The liberals do progressive. They got Progresso. They got progressive insurance. They love the word because it gives them the feeling that they're doing something. But you call them the wrong thing. Oh, don't call me that. You can't call me that. Don't call me that. Then they change their names, as I said, because they got to be cutesy. They know what they are and who they are. We don't care about the words. And for the record, there's nothing wrong with the word conservative, even though a lot of people don't like it. I'm saying we don't care about it. In other words, I don't think white folks want me to go around calling them cracker. If I were to meet you out every day and go, what's up, cracker? What's up, cracker? What's up, cracker? Eventually, you'd be like, Kevin, my name's Tim. My name is Susan. What's up, Susan the cracker? But there's nothing wrong with conservative. Let me give you some thesaurus equivalents, right? Traditional, cautious, moderate, is what conservatism is even called. Steady. stable, conventional. What's wrong with those terms? Absolutely nothing. That's why deep down we say, I don't care if you call me conservative. Now, there are some descriptions of conservative that, you know, don't lend themselves to what you may think of yourself, a fuddy-duddy, inflexible, unimaginative. These are actual adjectives that are used, you know, to describe conservative. And that's just a few of them. Some of them become even a little bit more harsh, if you will. But let me ask you, do you think of yourself as a fuddy-duddy? At times you may. So see, I embrace that. I'm okay with Kevin. You're in this, you know, instance, musically, for example, I'm a fuddy-duddy compared to my kids. My kids are all hip with the music and stuff. Whatever. I'm a fuddy-duddy. I'm stuck in the 80s. Maybe you are too. I'm inflexible. To some degree, yes, I am inflexible. I'm inflexible on certain views because I don't really care what you think anymore. I've lived long enough to know this is the way I am. I get into these arguments with people on these email threads and stuff, and they probably think this dude is dogmatic. I'm not dogmatic. I'm a nice guy to get along with. But if you start a thread and it's something I don't like and you're asking for commentary, I'm going to comment the way I like, and I'm inflexible in the way I think about stuff. Because I already thought about it long enough. I don't need to try to impress you. I'm not trying to, well, I know, and what you said was, and I know what you probably, I don't give a crap. Unimaginative? Please. Negro, please. You have massive imaginations. So do I. That's a word that should never describe a conservative, that they're unimaginative. No, what it is they've imagined a lot, and they said, you know what? This is what I like. For example, how you decorate your home. You might like, you know, country living. Now, my type doesn't mean you haven't imagined, let's say, Art Deco. I don't know much about decorating, as you can tell. But you can imagine other things. You've seen it. You've looked at magazines. Let me tell you what you do if you don't have much imagination. You go look at things where people do have imagination. That's why entire books and magazines are made of these things. You're smart enough to go and borrow other people's imagination. But here's what I will tell you. You are also imaginative yourself in your own way. Everything is beautiful in its own way. So you have tons of imagination. You're a good person. You're a smart person. The other guys, though, are one day closer. One day closer to finding out that they are opposite of what they want you to believe they are. And that is a scary thought for the left. That's what drives their behaviors.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pill sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ketanji Jackson, or I'm sorry, Brown Jackson, the Megan Jackson Brown performer, confirmed. No surprise there. Another affirmative action Supreme Court Justice of the United States. Any controversy in her appointment? Any real battle by the Republicans? A bunch of pomp and circumstance, but for the most part, weak-kneed, woke, rhino senators voted for this affirmative action candidate, as well as the racist enabling Democrats who don't give a crap about America, and certainly not black America. America is weaker for this appointment, period. And look, she may very well be a really good lawyer, a decent judge, but she is not the best qualified candidate for the Supreme Court. And the reason why I know this is because he didn't even look at anybody else. That's how I know. See, I don't have to do a bunch of analysis. I don't need studies on it. I know this for a fact. When you rule out 99% of the population and you think you're going to pick it from 1%, you certainly can't think you're going to get the best candidate. But black people are excited because Ketanji Brown Jackson is black. No qualifications necessary. Just be black and be a woman. Welcome to the stupid world of leftism. I don't care, folks, whether we're talking about the Supreme Court, we're talking about the vice presidential pick, we're talking about some policy. What Joe Biden makes the worst decisions ever because his decisions are based on wokeism, aka leftism. We're at a crossroads in this country of, are we going to allow this to continue? Are we going to let people define the, you know, forget excellence, forget qualifying and doing the job right. Can you imagine any place where this works? Try it in nature, for example. What do you think the animal kingdom would be if the lion who protects the pride doesn't have to be the youngest, most fertile protector, or the series of troop of lions that are going to be, you know, if they didn't have to be that? Look, I get we're civilized people. We're not animals. Women don't have to marry the toughest guy. Whatever, the brightest guy, the smartest guy. We all settle. But there's still innate things that you want from people. You want the best from them. And here's what I would say. You may feel, by the definition that I just used, we all feel like we settled in something. I mean, we're not all married to Chippendale dancers and Victoria's Secret model. But here's what I will tell you. You don't care. There are people out there that go, Kevin, I'm not into the Chippendale dude. I'm not into the Victoria's Secret model. I like a woman with a little more pushing for the cushion, or cushion for the pushing. You know, whatever. I like a dude with dad bod. Everybody, I mean, the hunky guys on the magazine may look good, but there are women that go, that's not for me. I can't be for everybody. I love how I work myself into that. But look, we all choose. So for you, you may have chosen the person that is perfect for you. But here's what I will tell you about your mate. Whether you know it or not, whether you're getting along with them or not, I'm going to tell you something about your mate. Your mate has something that attracted you to him. Your mate is probably really good at something. They may not know who it is, what it is. They may not have found their dream job or doing what they want to do necessarily, but they are good at something. And whatever it is that attracted you to them, and hopefully if they're good at something and they're demonstrating that to you, maybe they're an exceptional father, or an exceptional human being, just a very, very nice person. Whatever it is, good for them, they earned it. If they aren't putting on for you, if they aren't, like I have a cousin-in-law, he married my cousin Betty. And he met Betty because he was flashing money, and Betty grew up poor. So she was attracted to a dude that could, you know, flash the money. But Betty later on, we were at a family gathering. She said, yeah, little did I know that was all he had. James, I love you, though, bro. I love you, man, because he's such a good guy. But James put on, you know what I mean? He's like, yeah, look, I'll take care of it. You know, had a bunch of ones wrapped inside of a 20 or a 50. You know the dude. You know the type. So here's my thing. As long as you met and you were upfront about everything, you're on the right track. Because your mate knows you are not perfect. If your mate is smart, they know you're not perfect. But you're not affirmative action. If you're smart, you just fessed up and said, you know what? I'm not rich. I'm not necessarily that driven. But what I will do, I work my butt off. I will love you. I'll love our kids. I will do, you know, I'll do whatever. I don't know what you sold to your mate. And if you happen to have other attributes, phenomenal. Congratulations. But what we have relegated ourselves to, and I'm picking on Ketanji Brown Jackson just because she should have said, you know what? I really don't like that the president nominated me because I am a black woman. I believe I am eminently qualified. I believe I would put my credentials up against anyone. And I wish he had just said, I'm going to nominate the best person possible and put me in it, because this is a tainted nomination. So President Biden, with all due respect, I want to know, would you have picked me regardless? Now, she would never say that, because that would be putting Biden on the spot. You want to know why? Biden would have to answer no. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret that people wouldn't want to tell you. They're afraid to say it. I said it earlier, but it bears repeating. Ketanji Brown Jackson is not the best Supreme Court choice. She got railroaded in. There was nothing that anyone could do to stop the train that she was on, because they dare not do it. And as I said at the beginning of this particular segment of the broadcast, the nation is worse for it. The lesson that we're putting out to people is, we don't need to judge you by your what you've earned, what you've done in your career. You can get by. If we can make the politics such, you can get a job on the Supreme Court and you're not even the most qualified. Let me ask you, do you think you could do that to make a football team? Do you think that the Dallas Cowboys would say, look, I know this dude is not as good as the other guys, but you know what? It looks good for the team if we have a Guatemalan midget. You think anybody would do that? You already know the answer. So why are we doing it here? When do we stop this madness, people?
Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States and its allies are working closely together to manage the fallout of the war between Russia and Ukraine.
The United States and India are going to continue our close consultation
on how to manage the destabilizing effects of this Russian war.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. says the war between Russia and Ukraine is taking a terrible toll on women and children. Linda Thomas-Greenfield saying they're not only being forced from their homes, but women and children are often abused, raped, and killed. The U.S. Border Patrol says they're seeing a rise in illegal border crossings in the San Diego sector. Officials saying they're seeing an average of 450 illegal immigrant crossings a day by both land and water. This is compared to an average of 150 illegal crossings a day before the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio News. A border state governor is continuing to voice his concern about an order that could be lifted soon by the Biden administration.
As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau. Officials in San Jose are still investigating a fire that leveled a Home Depot. Initial speculation has focused on the lumber section where the fire reportedly started Saturday. No injuries were reported. Smoke from the fire prompted a shelter in place for a nearby neighborhood. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The biggest opportunity in decades awaits us. I discussed it to open the show, one day closer to whatever truths need to be exposed about Democrats, about the Bidens, about this crooked government. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I think one of the best radio shows on the planet. And I don't say this because it's me. I say it because of you, what you write back to me. We're going to talk about that in subsequent episodes and threads and things that we discussed because I want to bring you into the mix. It's funny, some of my friends will say, Kevin, I heard you talk about me on the show. I go, hey, man, I talk about life. I'm going to be in Mar-a-Lago later this week. Invited by friends of mine, should get a chance to see former President Trump, the guy who I still believe is a de facto president of the United States, sadly not appointing Supreme Court justices and doing other things, but all these people are going to be tainted once the truth comes out. Anyway, one step closer, folks, to exposing the Democrats, the Bidens, this crooked government, all the things that you know from your own sensibilities that are wrong. You can see what's wrong. I don't need to tell you. You recognize it. You're smart. You're discerning people. This is an article in Politico. And this is why I'm telling you, they see it. Democrats know we can't cheat our way out of this one. The professionals who track American attitudes toward the economy say they can see the trouble coming. Angry voters, slammed by higher prices, scarred by 2 years of fighting the scamdemic, they called it a pandemic, are poised to punish Democrats in midterm elections, according to some of the leading experts in consumer sentiment and behavior. See, it is impossible to get people to cheat for you when they don't like you. That's what I said. That's not in the article. And with inflation persisting and Russia's war on Ukraine stoking uncertainty, there are indications, I love this part, that the public sentiment is growing worse, not better, poising a growing threat to Democrats' already slim chances of holding on to Congress. What did I tell you? This year is going by so fast. I remember saying to my team, January 2nd, 22 is going to be a heck of a year for us. We are a full quarter of the way through, soon to be a third, and it's been a blink of an eye. So that's where we are. It used to be that a month, they would tell you, is a lifetime in politics. The Democrats, let me tell you something. I warned them. I'm going to say it again. It will not get any better for you. Not going into November, of 2022 and not going into November of 2024. And, oh, not going into November of 2034. It ain't going to get better because your policies don't work. The people you put in charge are weak. I've said it many times. Democrats, leftists, progressives are the only people who put the weakest in charge of them. Why would you pick Joey Demento? Why? Anyway, they said, and with inflation persisting, oh no, did I say that already? Yeah, some chances of holding on to Congress. They said the widely watched University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Survey recently touched its lowest level in almost 11 years. An Associated Press NORC survey showed that almost 70% of Americans think the economy is in poor shape. 81% of those in a poll released by CNBC see a recession coming this year. Gallup found that the share of Americans citing inflation as a top issue is now at its highest level since the 1980s. The big run-up in gas, food, and home prices has really caused some great hardships for many households, says Richard Curtin, a veteran economist who has run the University of Michigan survey since 1976. And the Biden administration made a critical error in saying it would be transient and people should just tough it out. It wasn't transient. A lot of people couldn't just tough it out. And it has caused a big loss of confidence in Biden's policies. But wait, before I go on, let me tell you something else that's brewing. And we're going to touch on both of these over the next two segments. But here's what's brewing for the Biden family.
So we are learning new information about foreign business dealings involving the president's brother, James, and son, Hunter. More than 150 transactions involving either James or Hunter, Biden's global business affairs, have been flagged for further review by U.S. banks. Now, Catherine Herridge has been following this story for us, and she is here to discuss. There are a lot of questions with this, Catherine. No, just in general, though, what more can you tell us about these flagged transactions? What stood out?
Well, based on our reporting here at CBS News, there were over 150, and some of them were flagged because there were large wire transfers involved. More generally, bank transactions get flagged for a number of reasons. One is called layering, and that means the money is moving through a number of third parties before it reaches its destination. And the question is whether this is an effort to shield or obscure the source of the money and who's ultimately receiving it. There's also another issue which looks at velocity. And velocity simply means how quickly the money is coming in and out of an account. So, for example, an account is opened and then the next day $1 million goes in and then $1 million go out. That's the kind of thing that would get flagged. Thirdly, the size of the transaction and also whether it's a lot of round numbers. So it's $150,000, $300,000 versus $279,000, $832,000, which might be for something very specific. You see, so sort of big round numbers gets attention. And then in these transfers, there's something called a memo line, and a memo line is the explanation for the money. And you know, just as a basic question, does it make sense? And does it make sense in terms of the frequency of the transfer? So those are all of the things that can be pulled together when a bank makes a decision to flag a transaction for further review. Just because it's flagged doesn't mean that it's a problem, but it means it requires sort of that additional step of due diligence.
Due diligence. Well, they could either be layering, which means they're shielding and obscuring money. They could be the velocity of the transactions, or it could be the size of the transactions. Or you know what, Catherine Herridge of CBS, investigative reporter, it could be all of the above. And now, guess what, people? The media is finally having to follow the money. There is a grand jury investigation of Hunter Biden, the district attorney, whatever, of Delaware is having to look. The AG, attorney general of Delaware, no, it's not the attorney general. It's because it's a federal guy. But anyway, he's looking into all these issues with Joe Biden and this whole thing. This has one other aspect to it, and it's called optics. And here's Herridge finishing up about what does it mean, even if it doesn't have a direct tie to Joe Biden, what does it mean for him in light of all the other things going on? And here's what she said.
So you and I would not be talking about this if these two men were not related to the current president. Is this something that the president should be concerned about? Should he be distancing himself? Is he?
Well, there are two buckets of questions here. The first is really a legal question. The legal exposure, what is it, and does it actually extend to or touch other members of the family? And that's something that only the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who's running this federal investigation that's looking at potential tax violations, money laundering, and foreign lobbying rules, can answer. The second is much more of an optics or a political question. The president of Public Citizen, which is a government watchdog group, told CBS News the best case scenario, specifically with the China deals, is that it just looks bad. The worst case scenario is that you may have a very serious conflict in these cases.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to go ahead and be a spoiler. If you don't want to hear the answer to this, please cover your ears right now, kids, okay? Joe Biden's guilty. The Biden family's guilty. If this were Trump, I would say open up an investigation. Let's find out all the details, because this would be a Trump kid and his brother. Look, you know, and you got to know that it's, you know, you peel back the onion, what do you get? More onions. You peel back the Biden, what do you get? More Bidens. That's what you're going to get here. So, yes, do it. Now, I looked at who is the U.S. attorney for Delaware. I'm still trying to figure out, whose side is he on? But between that and these transactions, Hunter Biden's laptop, where are we? We need a special counsel. What do you think happens when a special counsel is called to look into the Bidens, and it is truly somebody that, you know, that's going to take, I'm not the Robert Mueller's and these guys that are going to cover for him, but they put, you know what, I say wait. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I want to wait on a special counsel. I want to wait until the Republicans control the House and potentially the Senate, and then appoint a special counsel. And I want a freaking attack dog. I don't want some pansy. I want a Jim Jordan or somebody like that to be appointed. I mean, I don't know if you can appoint him, but you know what I'm saying. I want somebody that's going to go after and get to the truth. But what did I tell you, folks? I said, follow the money. The minute that that we get on the money trail, things are going to go bad for Biden fast. More when we get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know what you're thinking out there, conservatives, Judeo-Christian conservatives, Bible-thumping, gun-toting, American-loving conservatives, capitalist-supporting conservatives, pragmatic thinkers, critical thinkers, people looking at and assessing the situation that we find ourselves in and wondering what in the heck is going on. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Kevin, until we get out of the midterms and we're safe from the clutches, if you will, of the cheaters, I got to remain cautiously optimistic. Okay, I get it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to talking about Democrats being angry with Biden.
It's only beginning. Biden is on his way out, folks. I don't know if you saw that thing that happened at the White House where Obama was kind of like, oh, Joe, whatever, and he was conducting court. Look, I'm telling you, you can't look at what's being told to you by the media and all that. You got to observe and you got to look at things differently. How does the president of the United States not command the room? I don't care who the ex-president is. How do you not command the room? Let me put it another way. Put Donald Trump, Barack Obama in the same room. Who soaks up the oxygen? Yeah. Good or bad, Trump is going to have the media in his corner. He's going to have people looking at him. Barack Obama would have been sitting in a corner going, why don't y'all want to play with me? Why don't you people want to come over and play black man? It must be racist up in here. I'm just telling you, he would be over in the corner doing nothing. Because Trump would be, hey, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to be with this war. We're going to get out of this war with Russia that Joe Biden put us in. And we're going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And why didn't you spend more time talking about my beautiful wife, Melania? I mean, I don't know what he'd be saying, but he would be holding court. Glad you guys are back with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Things are bad for the Democrats, and it's only going to get worse. Only going to get worse. Yep. Inside the West Wing, this is from Politico. Biden and his top advisors know that the window to change the economic narrative through executive action is rapidly closing, according to a senior Biden aide and an outside advisor. The options, they say, mostly include whatever can be done to ease oil prices. Do you know three times Joe Biden has tapped the strategic oil reserve and it has done nothing? He could. Let me put it to you this way. Without him tapping the strategic petroleum reserves, nothing would, the price would be the same. He literally he's emptying the reserve to get absolutely nothing, which, by the way, is exactly how leftism works. Says it's the biggest drag on the party. Says, but even that would have only limited impact. Mark Zandi, the chief economist at Moody's Analytics and lead author of a closely followed model that ties political outcomes to economic conditions, said this is among the toughest environments for the incumbent party that he's ever seen. Get this. Despite a booming job market. Now, see, this is what we would call in my business an anomaly. Because you got something, you're going, the job market's booming, consumer confidence should be high, consumer price, you know, whatever. Why is it not occurring? So what it tells you is some of the indicators have to be tweaked. Is it really a booming job market? Maybe. I see a lot of, you know, we'll hire, Walmart's talking about paying truckers $110,000. That's more than people get out of working for degrees, with degrees coming out of school. Yeah. So let me tell you what's happening. There's this cataclysmic flip that's about to occur, partially driven by UBI, Universal Basic Income, and welfare policies that say, why work? I know, Kevin, 110 grand is a lot of money, but let's look at it. When you get taxed, you're lucky if you're bringing home 70 to 80 after taxes, right? Well, if welfare is 50, and you get all kinds of other benefits, and you don't have to do anything. The cost, the price between working, getting up and working, and still eking out this decent living without doing anything, you know what? I'll take this. I don't know what that gap needs to be before somebody goes, I'd rather work. But we're so close to it, people don't care about the booming job market. And is it really booming? I would even question that. But they go on to say this. Moody's is working on its model for the 2022 midterms, and Zandi said that as of now, it's likely to show a very tough path for Democrats to hold either the House, where they have a razor-thin margin, and the Senate, which is split 50-50. He goes, this is a quote, most Americans have never experienced high inflation like this, particularly on gas prices, and it has gotten everyone very upset. Behavioral economics reveals that people hate inflation more than they love low unemployment rate. And the pandemic still colors everything. People have been through the ringer. This, folks, is a debacle created only by the mind of demented Joe Biden and his handlers. You couldn't, if you had written this down as a plan to destroy the Democratic Party, you couldn't have done it better. They wanted to use Wu Flu to kill Trump and kill his vibrant economy, then pretend that they built it back up and they put in all the things to do it the wrong way. Because let me just explain something. First of all, don't kill the economy. You want to take credit for it? Fine. Bill Clinton rode on Reaganomics. He didn't do what he did. Bill Clinton rode on Reaganomics and the austerity of Newt Gingrich, who said, you're going to toe the line because we just came off the best years, save George H.W. Bush. We came off the best years that this country's ever seen. And Bill Clinton was smart enough to say, I'll ride that wave. Barack Obama stupidly didn't do it. Stupidly implemented policies that crushed this economy, and Joe Biden followed up and doubled down. And that's why they are going to get their butts kicked but good. He says, none of this is lost on the Democratic aides and economists inside and outside the White House. One senior Biden aide who declined to be identified by name because they were not authorized to speak publicly on the matter says efforts to free up more oil and further ease supply chain bottlenecks would continue. He's going to continue to try to dump oil. And you know what his solution is? Let's get oil from our enemies. Let's get it from Iran and Venezuela. You want to talk about optics? Earlier, and let me say, because I'm going to refer back to this Catherine Herridge piece about the banks, 150 banks flagging transactions by the Bidens. Think about how many banks do you bank with? So I don't know how many international, you know, things I would be involved in, but I bank with two banks. And occasionally when I'm transferring money to other people, you could say I bank with as many as, say, 7 or 8 banks. 150 banks have flagged transactions for Biden. 150. Now, the size of transactions require this. But what I'm getting at is this. If your bank is flagging your transactions because you get, you know, a ton of money deposited all the time, that's par for the course. But when 150 banks are involved, it means you're working with a lot of people and you're moving a lot of money around pretty willy-nilly. And all of these transactions have the three elements to it that I mentioned earlier when we were talking about Catherine Herridge's comments about it, which is one, layering. Are you shielding or obscuring your transactions? Number two, how quickly does the money get paid? Velocity. And number three, the size of the transactions and do they have round numbers? And that's where, I'm just telling you, when you follow the money on top of everything else that Joe Biden's going through, on top of everything else that's being revealed, because Joe Biden, remember, said, I had nothing to do with my son's transactions. I wonder what he's going to say when somebody subpoenas those bank records, those banking records, and says, why are you getting 10% of everything that Hunter does? And it's thousands of dollars. Why are you getting 10% of everything James does? And it's thousands of dollars. What are these flags going to show us? I don't have an answer yet. But I'm going to tell you another spoiler alert for you Democrats, leftists, former boneheads out there, you trans politicals. If you wanted to cover your ears right now, it's going to tell us that the Biden family is guilty. It's going to tell us eventually that we had a coup and that January 6th was just a cover up for the Democrats. It's going to tell us eventually that Wu Flu was a scam and that Joe Biden was in cahoots and the Democrats have been in cahoots with the Chinese. It's going to tell us that our government has been working with enemies against us, including the Russians, the Iranians, the Chinese, and the Venezuelans, and many more. That's what it's going to tell us. It's going to tell us what we already know. Democrats are scum.
This
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.